Hello, all you lovely peggers and peggies out there. It's story time again. I'm going to read you a story called Speechless. This story came about, it was inspired by wondering just what it would be like to have an encounter with someone and not be able to say a word and just have it be one of the rules. And that was the simple thought that was in my head, and this is the story that came out of it. And this is one of the few stories that I've written that I put some humor into, so I hope you enjoy it. Speechless. Rain thundered on the roof of Julianne's car as she navigated carefully through the wet streets to Carl's house. Soon she would be out of this wicked weather and pressing her body hard against his. Carl, she smiled. What a find that day 6 months ago in the bookstore. No surprise they were hanging out in the erotic fiction section. They connected immediately after a bit of nervous conversation revealed they were both self-confessed workaholics desperate for some erotic release. After a few dates, they moved from the bookstore to Carl's house, where they began to create their own erotic scenes. The books were happily left behind on the shelves. Their playtimes were better than any book. Delightfully adventuresome, Carl frequently suggested new ways to explore the boundaries that contained their passionate playground. Julianne would arrive for a lust-filled evening, delighted to find another half-acre of erotic territory to explore, and explore they would. Afterwards, comparing notes and deciding whether or not anything in that half-acre belonged on their list of favorites. They had a great list of favorites. Julianne mused. Carl turned her on like nobody's business. Their sex life rocked. But this evening was going to be different. The game tonight was no talking. Not a word. Carl had proposed the idea last week as they lay sweating and tangled in the sheets. In her liquid-bodied after-orgasm high, she'd agreed without a care, happy to follow Carl into whatever carnal realms he chose, as long as he gave her orgasms like the one she'd just had. Whatever you want, babe. But now that the time had come, she was not without a few reservations. Seductive and steamy bedroom conversations were often a significant part of their sexual encounters. Julianne had practically perfected her ability to turn up the heat just with words. A few times, she'd sent Carl over the edge sooner than planned with the eroticisms she'd caressed his mind with. Plus, she had been delighted to discover it was a two-way street. Carl breathed lustily in her ear, told her how it felt to be inside her, exactly how it felt to have the velvet head of his cock slide inside her slick, warm juiciness, or how the hardening of her nipples under his fingers thrilled him to his core. He asked for what he wanted, asked her what she wanted, and just plain talked dirty. Oh, yes, Carl had an impressive supply of completely fucking hot things to say that never failed to take her up a couple of notches. So what would it be like without those whispered words that made her squirm? Scampering through the rain to Carl's door, Julianne was about to find out. She found shelter on his porch, shook the rain out of her hair, and rang the bell. Carl found himself thinking about Christmas presents just before Julianne arrived. He couldn't remember feeling so excited since he was a kid waiting for Santa to bring presents. And Julianne usually arrived looking like a gorgeously wrapped gift, one that he couldn't wait to unwrap. Not to mention, he had quite a package for her as well. He smiled, grabbed his crotch, and gave it a squeeze. Hearing the bell, his heart raced as he ran to open the door to the damp air. He stood there for a moment, unsure of how to greet Julianne without speaking. Barefoot, his tall and lean body dressed in jeans and a long-sleeved white cotton shirt, Carl tossed his head as a wild lock of his long blonde hair curled softly on his forehead. His green eyes smiled as widely as his mouth. He looked her up and down. A gray raincoat hid all but Julianne's black stockings and weather-inappropriate black spike heel spotted with rain. Her languid gray eyes met his and practically crooked a promise-filled finger at him. Jesus, she could turn him on with just a look. The spicy scent of her perfume filled his nose with invitations. The contrast between her silky black shoulder-length hair and her vivid red lips started Carl's imagination going to all the places he would like to feel those lips. Reaching his hand up, he stroked her cheek in a gesture impossibly soft and sweet. Julianne reached down to Carl's crotch and stroked him just as softly and sweetly through his jeans, making her need for him perfectly clear. She watched his eyes close in pleasure as his mouth opened. In surprise, he laughed softly. He opened her raincoat to find a deep red silk dress, the color startling against her ivory skin. Carl slid his hands inside her coat and down the small of her back over her magnificent ass. Oh, God, he could feel garters underneath. This was going to be a hell of a night. Their bodies pressed together in an eager embrace. Julianne's hands roamed over Carl's muscular back and shoulders and into his thick blonde hair. Their lips touched tenderly and softly, gentle beginnings of a passionate night to come. She allowed him to lead her through the door, to a breathtaking surprise. Candles. A profusion of them flickered and cast bright circles of golden light all around the living room. Carl had been busy. Sliding the damp coat off her silk-covered shoulders, he then held his hand out expectantly for her purse. Watching him disappear into the kitchen with her things, Julianne soon felt impatient for Carl's return. After savoring the initial sheer erotic intensity of his body against hers, time away from him was nothing but aching anticipation. They had both, unequivocally, been looking forward to tonight. She sunk into an enormous black leather sofa in front of the fireplace and noticed the glowing fire for the first time. All the light in the room was from flames, fitting because Julianne suspected parts of the night would approach spontaneous combustion levels of heat. Returning, Carl placed a cloth-covered tray on the coffee table next to the sofa. He headed off Julianne's move to inspect it with a shake of his head. Not yet. He pulled her close for a kiss. Watching her full lips move toward his, a vision of them wrapped around the head of his cock took his breath away for an electric moment. As their kiss became more passionate, Carl gathered her in his arms and laid her back against the pillows, lifting her legs up onto the gigantic sofa. He loved this piece of furniture. It had plenty of room for them both when they played. Moving his body over hers, he gently pushed her legs apart with one knee. She parted them willingly, and Carl thrilled at her acquiescence, meeting her lips with his and settling into a delicious kiss. He closed his eyes, feeling her soft breasts against his chest, and only a few thin layers of material between his awakening cock and one of the places it most wanted to be. Four hands caressed silky curves and hard muscles as their tongues danced playfully. Carl loved to kiss, loved the infinite ways lips could come together in long, lustful, and wordless conversations. He enjoyed the ache in his loins as his passion mounted, as he wanted to mount her, more specifically. He pushed his hard cock against her without being able to stop the movement. Ah, losing control, dangerous territory. Julianne felt Carl pull away reluctantly and watched him sit back on his heels, adjusting his now too tight jeans. Then, as if by magic, he produced a black silk scarf from his back pocket with a flourish. A mischievous smile played on Carl's face as he tied it in place over her eyes. Well, this was getting interesting, she laughed softly. Once she was blindfolded, Carl moved away, and she strained to hear. After a while, through the sound of hard rain on the roof and the crackling of the fire, came a different, liquid sound that seemed closer. A thin-stemmed glass was carefully guided into her hand. Julianne sipped the cold liquid and murmured her appreciation of the excellent dry champagne that tickled her throat. Nice touch. Impulsively, she drained the entire glass at once and blindly held it out to him, giggling at her self-indulgence. Carl took Julianne's glass from her and then savored a long drink from his own before proceeding. Slow down, he repeated to himself over and over. Part of him wanted to push her back on those soft pillows, rip that red silk dress off her body, and yes. But he had other plans for tonight, no matter what his dick wanted. The rain on the roof, the snapping of the fire, and no words. The silence was heady, until into the quiet of that moment, Carl's cock started voicing direct demands of its own. Oh, Jesus, get on with it, dude. Shut up. No, wait, dude, I'm ready, and I know you are. Yes, but she is not. Understand, dick brain? Now shut up. Carl experienced an internalized eye roll. He had planned an extended, luscious encounter, and his cock was voting for a fast, hard fuck. Nothing new there. He slipped off Julianne's sexy black pumps and reflected briefly on the word pump. What a man wants to do to a woman when he sees her feet in shoes like these. Carl laughed aloud at the joke in his head and saw Julianne smile. His strong hands began to massage her feet and calves, stroking and kneading tired muscles into relaxation. Leaning back against the cushions, she enjoyed his soothing ministrations. His hands glided over her black silk stockings with a certain tactile fascination. After a deliciously long while, he abandoned her feet, sliding both hands up her thighs and under the red silk. His fingers reached the top of her stockings and soft garters. Yikes! He gently stroked the creamy skin beyond the stockings, mesmerized by its utter smoothness, so much softer than any part of his body that he couldn't stop his fingers from traveling over it again and again, each time a little further up her thighs. Julianne began to squirm with pleasure. Carl's mind and his dick started to argue again. Go for it, man! Not yet. But we've got her right there! Have patience. You'll get some soon. What is soon, dude? Shut up, will you? Let me concentrate. Leaving Julianne's thighs, Carl gave into a sudden urge and placed both hands on her breasts, startling a gasp from her. He teased her nipples through the silk, eliciting small moans of pleasure. The sight of her arching her back towards his hands created new heights of rigidity in his now-throbbing cock. He played with her nipples, watching her writhe under his touch. Her voluptuous body was begging for more. Time for phase two. Carl's hands were suddenly gone. Now what? Julianne waited, the sound of her own breathing loud in her head, her nipples still tingling. Faint noises came from the direction of the coffee table. Then a finger carefully insinuated itself between her lips, and she opened her mouth in welcome. The rich taste of chocolate flooded her senses, and even as fingers still caressed her lips, as the chocolate melted in her mouth, other fingers gently tweaked her right nipple, sending an immediate zing to her pussy. Julianne giggled, thrilling to Carl's creative attentions to her body. Thus began a playful game of alternating taste treats and fondles. Something tart yet sweet and firm was placed in her mouth. Mmm, a strawberry. Her left nipple was tweaked. More champagne. Fingers traced featherlight circles high on the insides of her thighs. Next came a piece of fresh mango. Both nipples. Then sharp-tasting cheese. Kisses on the side of her neck. More champagne. The other side of her neck. And then chocolate again with a deep kiss sharing the chocolate. Carl repeated many variations of this game until Julianne's body was humming with pleasure. Her taste buds had the first orgasm of the evening, even as she felt juices of arousal trickle down her lips, the ones that were not kissing Carl's. Her body felt like a piece of ripe fruit, ready to be licked, sucked, and tasted. Julianne smiled and thought, "My turn." She had plans of her own this evening. She pulled off her blindfold and sat up, pulling Carl next to her on the sofa. He submitted to her easily, frankly eager to see what she had up her sleeve, and underneath that dress. She filled up both their glasses, and they toasted silently, their eyes locked together, sipping the champagne. Interesting how Carl chose to deprive her of sight, Julianne thought, because now she intended to make the most of his. She retrieved her heels and placed them back on her feet. Standing in the middle of the living room, Julianne faced him. Languorously, her fingers unbuttoned the top four buttons of her red silk dress. Carl noticed at this juncture that the dress had buttons all the way down the front of it, and his smile grew wide. She gave him a glimpse of a red lacy bra before unbuttoning the bottom four buttons, and pulling up the hem of her dress to reveal a red garter belt and the white skin at the top of her thighs where her black stockings ended. Carl reflexively grabbed his crotch and squeezed, never taking his eyes off her. Walking slowly across the room to the stereo cabinet, her back to him, Julianne unbuttoned her dress completely, allowing it to fall off her a bit, exposing her pale shoulders and the red straps of her bra. Then she took her time with the music selection, teasing Carl. Soon, rhythms of soft saxophone and slow, deep bass guitar filled the candle-lit room. Julianne started to swing her hips to the music, still turned away from Carl. She pulled her dress up from the bottom and showed him a part of one ass cheek, and then the other. The music began to find a place in her body, and she danced for him. Her ass swayed seductively. "This one is for you, Carl," she thought, as she slid out of the dress entirely and tossed it over her shoulder, where it landed auspiciously in a fragrant pile on his lap. Her black hair fell over her shoulders as she danced to the music, eyes closed. Carl took in the vision before him. His cock was as hard as a fucking rock and begging to get out of his jeans. Like Julianne heard him thinking, she turned and danced over, giving him his first frontal view. As she approached, Carl's eyes were locked on her dark triangle of hair. Incredibly framed in this moment by her white skin, the red garter belt, and the black stockings. He could just make out her cleft, mostly hidden and glistening with her juices. She knelt in front of him, unbuttoned his jeans, and slid down the zipper as she powerfully held his gaze. He felt captivated, completely under her control. Julianne pulled his jeans off and gave his hard cock a kiss through his white silk briefs. A startling red imprint of her lips was then exactly where the head of Carl's cock was. Unsurprisingly, his cock had something to say about that.
"Dude, I was almost in her mouth. She kissed me. Would you just go for it?"
"Shut up."
"No, I want it now, dude. Check out how hard I am. We are ready."
"And I am in control here. Don't rush me."
"Rush you? I'm hard. She's ready. What is the problem here?"
"Zip it. She needs more time."
"Dude, you're killing me, man."
Carl's cock was so fucking hard, hard to resist. Julianne was tempted to linger there and play with it. But the music beckoned. Standing, she closed her eyes and began to dance again. She welcomed the seductive music into her being, becoming a goddess with rhythm and ease of motion. Her body heated up and moved more smoothly, seeming to take over with its own provocative movements. This was when the magic happened, Julianne knew. She danced for Carl, her body undulating and prancing as if it were inextricably connected to the music. Her eyes were still closed. Carl was absolutely enthralled. She had his complete and total attention. Julianne, still dancing, reached behind and removed her bra, tossing the red lace at his feet. Her lovely, pendulous breasts were communicating her arousal with nipples that were incredibly hard. With slender arms, she pulled her hair up from the back of her neck and held it there. She arched her neck and thrust her enticing breasts out in a gesture that was astoundingly vulnerable and wanton at the same time. The movement was perfect. Then she removed the rest of her decorations with exquisite grace, piece by piece. Black stockings slid down lovely white legs. Pumps were kicked off her feet. Red garter belt slid down over her hips, finally leaving Julianne the way he loved her best of all, completely naked and truly a goddess. Carl's cock was now yelling at him, and he couldn't hear a word. The song ended. Julianne opened her eyes to see Carl, eyes bright with lust. He beckoned her to the sofa next to him. He took her into his arms, and their kisses were almost unbearably hot and intense. Carl quickly slipped off his shirt and briefs to join Julianne in her nakedness. He pushed her back down on the couch, lay between her legs, and gently pushed his hardness against her wetness. His rigid cock felt Julianne's hot, dripping cunt and wanted it. But Carl continued pushing gently against her clit because he knew she loved that. Low moans and warm breath left her lips and tantalized Carl's ear. Then Carl's cock piped up again. "Dude, dude, hello." "Go away. I'm not talking to you." "I know, but listen, dude, pull back about 3 inches and change the angle bit, just a bit, and..." "I'm not listening." "Come on, dude, we are so close." "I know, shut up." Julianne's naked body against Carl's was so profoundly sensual. The softness of her skin, the scent of her hair, hard nipples against his chest, one of her long legs wrapped around him to press him tight against her clit. Hard and hot against soft, hot, and wet. Oh, yeah. This was amazing. Sometimes it wasn't work to slow down, Carl thought. Making love became an unhurried game of passionate exploration. His eventual orgasm became incidental along the way. He was close to that state now and wanted to be there badly. His cock demanded release. Absolutely outraged that Carl could ever sanely consider his orgasm incidental. But Carl couldn't hear the annoying chatter, because in that moment, it was exceptionally intoxicating just to touch Julianne's nipple, squeeze it, and feel her squirm. Wow. The intensity of the erotic thrill attached to that action held him in a thrall, and everything slowed down for him. His cock throbbed. Julianne still had plans. Though she loved the focus with which Carl teased her body, after a time, she slid from under Carl and switched places with him. Then she moved down between his legs and upped the ante. Slowly, incredibly sensually, she licked his cock from the base all the way to the very tip. He moaned with pleasure. She treated him to more long, slow strokes of her tongue. Then she took the head of his cock into her warm mouth and swirled her tongue around it a few times, leaving him gasping. "Holy shit, I'm in her mouth, yes!" "Don't talk right now, okay?"
"Dude, she is so good at this. It won't be long now."
"Don't even think about it. Not yet. Work with me on this one. You know the way this game works." "Oh, Jesus, not the holdout crap again. Don't make me do this." Julianne took Carl's cock into her mouth as far as she could, wrapped a hand around the base of it, and started stroking him. The rhythmic pleasure from her mouth and hand was amazing, and then was surpassed as she caressed his balls lightly with the fingers of her other hand, causing the most intense pleasure to flood through him. It was when her fingers caressed the soft skin between his balls and anus that Carl left the planet. For some unfathomable reason, he still maintained a tiny bit of control, or perhaps it was because each time he was certain he would come, she stopped moving completely. She brought him right up to the brink over and over again. Carl lost count at 4 times. He was breathing fast and hard, and his cock was screaming at him.
"Dude, make her keep going. She's killing me. I'm going to fucking explode."
"Oh, yes, this is fucking heaven. Be quiet and let me enjoy this."
"I need to come, dude."
"I know, you will soon."
"But she won't let me come. Tell her to keep going, dude."
"No way. This is perfection." Carl was so close. Julianne removed her mouth and hand from his cock and wet her middle finger thoroughly before she wiggled it into his anus up to the first knuckle. Carl made a sound like a whimper and only belatedly realized he had made it. Her finger felt incredible. "More, please." He almost asked aloud and remembered no words rule, just in time. So he pushed his ass against her finger and she happily complied, slowly sliding it all the way in. Her finger played with his ass for a while, and Carl was transported to Assland, that place where the lovely buzzing pleasure in his ass was all that existed and became all that he cared about. As long as that continued, he was ecstatic. At that moment, however, Julianne decided the time had come for her other surprise. She abruptly got off the sofa and scampered into the kitchen to find her purse, leaving Carl splayed naked on the couch, vibrating with the need to come. After what felt to Carl like roughly forever, she returned, wearing her strap on, as well as a smoking look on her face that said, with no words necessary, "I am so going to fuck you." She had a towel in one hand and a bottle of lube in the other, leaving pretty much no question as to her intent. Returning to her position on the sofa between Carl's legs, she lubed up her fingers before pushing one, then two, and eventually three into his ass. Ah, assland again. Yes, heaven. Carl's cock was incredibly hard, reddish purple, and angry looking, but was not uttering one word inside Carl's head, somehow completely okay with the lack of attention in that moment. Somewhere in the back of his awareness, Carl marveled at this briefly, and then went straight back to assland. Julianne pushed one of Carl's legs up on the back of the sofa, which opened his ass up nicely. He raised his hips a bit to facilitate further travel into assland, maybe even a complete vacation, and Julianne pushed a pillow underneath him. They did all of this almost automatically, having enjoyed strap-on play many times before. She lubed up her dildo generously before placing the head of it against Carl's ass. They locked eyes. This was something from their list of favorites. Eye contact at the point of insertion. No matter which direction the insertion was going, they loved the connection that eye contact created between them in that moment. Carl's mouth opened and his eyes softened as Julianne inched the dildo into his ass. He tried to push down towards the toy. He wanted it inside him so badly. Julianne complied with his unspoken request and leaned forward, pushing just the head into him. Without thinking, Carl began talking to an entity he had professed not to believe in. Realizing he'd come close to breaking their no-words rule, Carl decided to just make sounds from that point on, because not making sounds was not an option. Jesus, this felt so fucking good every time. Julianne slowly continued pushing into his ass until she was buried deep inside him. That particular expression on Carl's face never failed to thrill her. Whenever she fucked him, he looked so open and vulnerable and sort of soft. She always had the same response to that look. She laid herself carefully down on top of Carl, her dildo still buried in him. She wrapped her arms around him and kissed him deeply. Then she began to stroke in and out of him slowly, rolling her hips. He whimpered and moaned as they coupled. His usual sounds of pleasure from a good ass fucking. She grabbed his hair, pulled his head back, and kissed him harder. Julie could feel his raging cock between them, pressing against her belly. She fucked Carl for a long while, kissing him the whole time, and delighting in the noises he made, and in how hard he stayed. Finally, she rose up, applied more lube to her toy, and wrapped a lubed hand around Carl's cock, eliciting a long groan from him. She began to fuck him in earnest, thrusting into him deeply and rhythmically. She still held his hard cock in her hand, not moving it, and his cock's voice returned for a blissfully short exchange. "Can I get a little help here? Hello? We're good, just be patient, she knows what to do with you." Right then, Julianne started sliding her hand up and down the length of his steel-hard cock as she continued to slide in and out of his ass, angling her toy to give him the most pleasure possible. They locked eyes again, this time in shared wonder of the power of Carl's approaching orgasm. She had edged him up to the line so many times, he was going to come hard. She heard his breathing quickening and felt his whole body going rigid. Every exhale was a noise, a sound of exquisitely intense pleasure that demanded expression. She swept her thumb over the head of his cock on the next stroke, and he gasped, feeling himself fall over the edge. "Oh! Oh! Oh!" Every stroke produced an exclamation from Carl as he shot cum as far as his chin. He came, his body tight and motionless with intense pleasure. He came some more as Julianne tugged on his cock, urging his orgasm to continue, and then even more as she stroked a few times deep into his ass, until his chest was covered in pools of cum. Julianne slowed down the strokes of her strap-on and eased up on her grip of his spasming cock, but she wasn't ready to completely stop either one quite yet. "Oh! Oh!
Oh! Carl became more and more sensitive to her strokes after his orgasm. His noises got louder and approached a whimper before she finally stopped. Carl's cock was at last completely speechless. Julianne held it in the warmth of her slick hand. With her free hand, her fingers scooped up a bit of cum off Carl's chest and brought it to his mouth, and then her own, giving them both a taste of the salty bitterness, which they then shared in a deep, soft kiss. She slid her dildo out of his ass, and he moaned. Grabbing the towel, she removed her harness, wrapped it up, and put it aside. She slid up to lie next to him on the roomy sofa. Carl wrapped his blissed-out body around hers and just held her, his breathing still hard. They kissed again, and he tasted his cum on her lips. Carl watched Julianne rub the pools of cum into his chest, delighting in the stickiness and scent of it. Delicious. He felt no need to talk. Words could not have improved this moment. They would have interfered with the incredible sensory realm he was floating in. Julianne wanted to give Carl a while to recover for more play. On the other hand, she was so fucking turned on that she simply could not lie still next to him. Sliding her hand down to her wetness, she began to play. It had been so titillating and erotic to watch Carl squirm and cry out with pleasure while she fucked him. She loved their strap-on play. Plus, being in control always left her dripping every time. Her clit throbbed with heat and desire. Next to her, Carl watched raptly as Julianne pleasured herself. He was so fascinated by the way she touched herself that he was reluctant to interfere in any way. There was a smoothness and an intimacy in her movements that spoke volumes about how well acquainted she was with her body. He craved knowing her body that well, exactly where and when to touch, how long, how hard, how fast, all of it. Unable to keep his hand still, he caressed her nipples lightly. She murmured her appreciation as her fingers continued to dance over her clit. Then her breathing became raspy, and it was Julianne's turn to find sounds for her excitement that were not words. Ah! Ah! Oh! She was getting close, Carl could tell. The sound of Julianne's ecstasy caused his cock to quickly harden to his utter amazement. Thinking how he could enhance her pleasure with this unexpected gift from the universe, he decided to check in with his cock first. Hey, are we up to seconds? Yeah, man, absolutely, dude, that was rockin'. I want more. Excellent. Realizing he had a narrow window of opportunity, Carl kissed Julianne quickly, turned her over, and pulled her up to her knees. Perfect time for this position, he thought. Normally, the visuals of her ass and his cock sliding into her wet pussy were usually so thrilling that he could not last long, but having come once already, he knew he could count on more control and enjoy her spread ass with abandon. He pushed his cock into her pussy and was surprised, like he was every time, at the heat and slickness and the way it wrapped around his cock like a slice of pure heaven. She uttered little noises of passion as he filled her up completely and pulled her hips to him. Beginning to stroke into her slowly, he thought, "This one is for you, Julianne." He reached for her hand and replaced it on her pussy. She eagerly continued dancing her fingers over her clit while his cock slid in and out of her. As her passion built, Julianne knew her orgasm was not far away. But this was so, so sweet. She wanted it to last a while longer. She lost herself in the rhythm and feel of his cock and her fingers and everything. Carl reached up to her breasts and tweaked both nipples, this time rolling them gently between his fingers. She gasped and pushed her breasts into his hands, then pushed back hard against his cock, moaning loudly in pleasure. His hands left her breasts and began playing with her ass cheeks, squeezing and caressing them. Julianne loved ass play as much as Carl did, so he carefully wet his thumb in his mouth and placed it on her ass. He wiggled it against her puckered opening and heard her enthusiastic, "Oh!" Taking that as a yes, he pushed his thumb inside her and she groaned loudly. He continued the slow rhythm of his cock in her cunt and left his thumb deep in her ass. She reared back hard against him to feel every millimeter. His thumb pressed deeper into her as he fucked her hard. He felt Julianne's body begin to tighten and knew she was almost there. He did everything just a little bit harder and faster and felt her whole body tighten with the beginnings of her intense climax.
Oh, my God, Julianne thought. His cock was amazingly fucking hard inside her. His thumb in her ass was fucking exquisitely nasty. Her clit was so hot and tender, and oh, fuck. Her moans grew louder and more intense. She loved to make noise. Somehow her moans increased her pleasure, as if her throat were another erotic zone. As her orgasm began, Carl's cock sunk into her hard again and again. She cried out in passion with every stroke. Oh! 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 His thumb in her ass centered her the moon. Intense waves of pleasure started in her clit, traveled through her pussy, and finally lit her filled-up ass on fire with pleasure. She kept her orgasm going as long as she could, teasing herself until her clit couldn't take the sensations anymore. Her ass continued to move slowly against him, and her body sang with bliss. Carl removed his thumb from her ass and pulled her back against his cock. He bent over her and held her there as her orgasm subsided, kissing her back and neck, but just for a moment, giving Julianne little time to recover, because that's the way she liked it. He started hammering his still-hard cock into her cunt again, moaning with delight. Their colliding bodies filled the room with erotic, slapping noises. With Julianne satisfied, Carl's cock was again the center of his universe, exquisitely gripped by the slick velvet glove of her pussy, now ultra-slick with her cum. He thrust into her over and over again in fucking heaven. As he felt the tightening in his balls, he wanted to crawl inside of Julianne so that his entire body could be surrounded by this velvet glove. He wanted this bursting cock to be his whole body. Then it was. His cock swelled almost painfully just before the first load of his hot cum shot inside her. He grunted with every spurt. Julianne reached back between her legs and tickled his balls with the timing of a goddess, and his orgasm peaked even higher. She gripped him with her pussy and giggled at the cries he made until he grabbed her hips in a wordless message to stop her movements. They finally collapsed in each other's arms on the couch. Their bodies were still tingling, and they laughed softly as they cuddled with the sheer enjoyment of it all. Still no words. The delight of luscious, erotic, totally hot sex without a single word spoken. Except by Carl's cock, and only in Carl's head. Oh, dude, whoa. I told you it would be good, Dick Brain. Trust me next time. This one makes me giggle. I had so much fun writing it. I hope you enjoyed it. And look for more erotic stories. I am recording them as fast as I can for my lovely I Want It All members. Thanks for listening. And as always, happy pegging.